So the first is, especially if you're targeting the home consumer market, is the realization that, hey, you know, hey, most people are still on 28-8 lines or even less. And cool is good, but when people are trying to buy stuff, you know, they want it to be quick and they want it to be easy. And so if you have a very, very graphics-laden page, it's going to slow the process down. So, for example, we saw with CD Now, obviously, for branding purposes and, you know, to show cover art and that type of thing, they can't just be a blank white site with no graphics. But they had some kind of, you know, background psychedelic graphics on many, many pages. And we saw a lot of use of graphics used for text links that slow the process down too. And we look at that as being not good, because the one kind of common denominator that people have is that they know that if something's kind of a blue hypertext link, that they can click it. Graphics, on the other hand, are a little bit more ambiguous, because sometimes you can click it, sometimes you can't. You got to move the cursor over the graphic to see whether I can click that or not, and it's not necessarily intuitive. Oh yeah, I can click that. So we saw a lot of kind of overuse of graphics. Again, we're not saying that image isn't important, but to kind of developing the balance between image and just having a lot of flashy graphics for the sake of having them. We found that many sites are still doing that. One of the other things we found was the use of plugins, having to actually download a plugin to buy something. So a good example of this is my partner is a heavy-duty Apple guy, so he wanted to buy a new Mac G3. This was, you know, an actual hands-on test. We weren't buying it just to do it for the report. He really wanted to buy a new computer. He didn't want to pay by credit card. Excuse me. And so what he did was he went on, he configured, and up to the point where it actually came time to buy the report, he thought Apple was one of the best sites we had looked at, and actually so did I. It was clean, the descriptions were pretty clear, and they did a really good job of allowing people to configure their systems without throwing a lot of jargon that a lot of people aren't going to know. But when it came time to actually buy the report, it said, okay, for you to complete the process, you need to print out a copy of your report and fax it into us. And in order to even do that, you have to download Adobe's Acrobat Reader. So, not happy, but he did it. So he downloaded it, you know, over his line. It took him about an hour. It was a, you know, several meg file. But then it gets worse. After all of that, he's got it installed, and he goes to, you know, bring up the order so he can print it out, and it says, due to inactivity on this order, the order has timed out. Please start over. So you can see now he's definitely a Macophile, so he sucked it up and he went through it. But and I'm not even suggesting that there's a lost sale. But what I'm suggesting is that, you know, Apple is out there touting its site and how great they're doing. We think they could be doing better. And if the goal is to, you know, lower expenses by not making people call in, you don't want them to have that experience. Because, you know, based on my experience, if I ever ordered any product from Apple after that, I'd say, you know, I'm just going to pick up the telephone. It's going to be easier for me. The other thing that we found, and this one really kind of boggled our minds, is the ability to buy was sometimes hidden, either very hidden. So there might be a link with, there might be a page with 10 links on the page. The most important thing that the site was trying to do was to get you to buy something, and say and the buy now might have had kind of equal billing with, you know, go check out our corporate information or that type of thing. And sometimes they say words are used that don't mean what they say. So there might be a word like process. People might think, okay, that means process the order, but that may be a link to a discussion on how they process the order. So we found many examples where the actual kind of click here to buy, they didn't say click here to buy. You couldn't find out how to buy, and it was very frustrating. Another thing that we found is many sites, especially the book and music sites, they're very dependent upon a good search. And we, in using our Amazon, we found many examples where we typed in exactly the title of the book and nailed it, and there would be a list of 50 would come up, and you know, ours would be somewhere in the middle, and you'd have to scan down. Now, in the specific example that we printed in the report, Amazon search has gotten mysteriously better since the report's been released. I'm sure that they were aware of the importance of that, and the search is working better there now. But any time that your site is driving people to buy product via a search capability, the search capability needs to be as good as it possibly can be. And finally, in our top five, when people are in the process of buying, we found time and time again sites pointing people out of the buying process. So I could have already been kind of partially in the process of ordering, you know, might be in my third screen of the order, and it, you know, there may be a link that says, you know, click here to read the latest about the Goo Goo Dolls, and you know, if I click that, who knows if via serendipity or whatever I ever get back to my order, and we believe that every page should be designed, at least on the commerce end, every page needs to be designed with a specific purpose in mind. If it's for them to find the report find what they're looking for, or configure what they're looking for, or make sure they have the right quantity or the price and all that information. And we found that sites aren't really designing pages with a specific focus in mind. So often, I don't think that they're doing this on purpose. They have other things that they want to promote, which makes sense. But don't do it like right at the point where the customer has the option to click here to buy the thing they want to buy, or click here to go somewhere else and read about something else. So those would be in the top five. Some other little things we found quite common. The buy button very close to the cancel button, you know, with maybe a 16th of an inch of space separating them, and you know, given people's kind of hard time getting the mouse exactly where you want it, you don't want the buy that close to the cancel, because if you cancel, especially if you get something like your order has now been lost for perpetuity, please start over, it can be very frustrating.
You've been listening to a TechWeb Internet audio report. Thanks for listening.